Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide and Young Hollywood Actors. And today my guest on Hometown to Hollywood is the actor's dialect coach, Scott Allen Moffitt. Scott teaches both an introductory and an ongoing class in dialects at the Young Actors Space, which is located here in Los Angeles. He's also available for one-on-one coaching via Skype or here in LA. Scott, welcome to the podcast.
I am so honored and thrilled to be here, Bonnie.
I am so happy you're here. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, and I'm so glad it's finally happening. Excited to chat with you.
Me too. Now, you're not only a dialect coach, but you're also a working actor here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. When did you get interested in dialects?
Yeah, the age-old question. Honestly, from a young age, I think. I was really exposed in the environment that I grew up in to a variety of different dialects. I was lucky in that way. I am from South Texas, born and raised, which is awesome.
I can't hear that in your voice, Scott.
No, you can't. Yeah. Sometimes I'll, you know, if I get angry or excited, my y'alls will bust out a little bit, my southern accent. Or if I'm talking to my dad, that'll bust out. But otherwise, no, you can't really hear it. And that's because growing up, you know, a lot of the accents that were naturally around me were actually very Hispanic, you know, Mexican origins, because that's a majority of the population in South Texas, which is great. And then my family is very Southern. My dad in particular has a, you know, deep Southern accent. A lot of my friends in my social circles growing up were a little bit more what you would say general or standard American, just because, again, that same influence, we have all these different dialectical influences coming into our lives, it kind of evens out in a way. I think also I was very conscious of my voice and the way that I sounded from a young age. Started acting in junior high, and I was always doing and attempting and trying different accents. I remember the first thing I ever auditioned with for the junior high play, I was given a monologue from Forrest Gump. And so I was doing a little Southern, also trying to imitate Forrest Gump and all that stuff, which was just awesome. And all throughout my junior high school, college career, I was always cast as the character, right? I'm a character actor very much. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing voices, I'm doing accents, and I really got to explore all of that. And then in college, I was fortunate enough to be pursuing a BFA, and part of the curriculum was eventually going to be a dialects class that was typically for seniors. My sophomore year, we got this terrific new voice and speech teacher who would also be teaching accents, who really became my mentor. Her name is Krista Scott. She still teaches at TCU, where I went to college, and she's a wonderful, wonderful voice and speech instructor and dialect instructor. And she came in my sophomore year, and in that sophomore class was teaching us about the IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet. While everyone else around me and all the other actors were like, well, this is hard, this is weird, what's going on? I was like, this is gold. What is this? Why do we not all learn this just from a young? Why do we have the English alphabet? That's dumb. This is amazing. So I really clung to her and kind of made her teach me everything that she knew, so that by the time I was a senior, I'd already taken the dialects class because I basically made them let me do that early. And I was TAing my fellow seniors in that class.
Wow.
And I was doing independent studies with Krista, where week to week I would be in her office learning new different dialects, presenting them to her, so on and so forth. So I've just always had a passion for it, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, and I've learned, because I actually was a TA in college myself, there's no better way to really deeply learn something than to teach it or to have to teach it.
1,000%. I literally, every time I start a new group class, in my little intro spiel that I've got written out, I always say, I do not consider myself a teacher. I consider myself a forever student, because I'm always constantly learning new things, and I will never pretend to have all the answers, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm a dialect coach. Yeah, I'm teaching you, but I don't know if I'm the teacher. I'm just a really good student, I like to think.
Well, and those are generally the best people to learn with.
There you go.
At least in my experience.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you teach dialects using the International Phonetic Alphabet, which is also known as the IPA, because that's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work exactly? And does it really work with any, I'm saying accents, but let's just step aside for a second here. I know this is not my area of expertise. In your mind, is the word accent and the word dialect kind of interchangeable?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, and whether or not by definition that's true, if I say accent or I say dialect, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. We can change them out pretty much interchangeably as actors in this industry, and it's going to be fine. You know, when you get down into the nitty gritty and the actual definition of the words, yeah, there's some slight differences to them. A dialect, in theory, is a regional variation of something within a specific language. So I'm speaking English with a general American dialect. If I spoke in a British RP accent, that would be an RP dialect, rather, right? But if I am French and I am speaking English, I am now speaking French with a French accent, right? Because English is not my first language as that character. So
it's not a French dialect of English, it's an accent
exactly.
of English versus a dialect, which is the British, which is, that's so interesting.
Sure, yeah. Okay. At least that's how I teach it.
No, that makes total sense. Yeah. And yes, I'm probably going to collapse that distinction just for the
totally
rest of my
fine.
Life.
I will too.
Okay, thank you for that aside. So now, how does the IPA work exactly?
I fully believe it's magic, and I always will.
I like magic.
But in reality, it's an incredibly scientific approach to this stuff, which can sometimes turn people off a little bit. They can think, oh, that sounds like a lot of work, but it's the right way to do things in my mind. And it's not often taught to actors outside of like the collegiate, very theater-based setting. Those actors do learn it a lot of the times. But film and stage actors, I find, are not taught this, which is kind of why I'm trying to fill that gap, right? Basically, you can use the IPA and what I teach actors, how to use the IPA to analyze your own dialect. And we kind of start from a basis of general American for the most part, unless you're coming in with some sort of different accent or dialect.
Right.
And once we have mastered that and we learn all the different symbols that are associated with your own particular dialect or accent, we can then figure out what the one-to-one changes are into a new dialect, right? So we can literally write them out on a page in what we call a lexical set, which is a collection of words that represent a majority, if not all, of the different sounds that we are going to use in that dialect or accent.
Mm.
So, for instance, if I know that in a general American dialect, I am going to pronounce the word bath with an a sound, a as in bath,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be on my lexical set. Then if I'm doing an RP or a very high-class British accent, I know that that same A sound is going to change to an A. It's going to become boff, right? So I literally have this key in front of me that we learn to create, where I have a one-to-one change that I can write out on my sides, on my script, on my audition material. And it's just, it's magic, but it's really science.
It's like a Rosetta Stone.
It really
for
is. Yes,
sound.
I love that. I love that description. I had one student describe it to me one time as music theory for dialects.
Yeah,
and I think that's beautiful and very apt. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, clearly, it's not like something you're going to learn in a day.
No.
But if you learn it properly, it's a tool. A powerful tool that you can use for the rest of your life as a performer.
Absolutely. You know, I have actors tell me all the time about how, you know, they feel like they're pretty good at accents or this particular dialect or whatever it is, but they don't really know how to gauge it, you know, because our ears are pretty adept at picking up that stuff, but we don't always have the language to describe those changes, right? And this just gives them that tool to literally be able to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really magical tool. I can't express that enough. I think it's magic.
That is so cool. So along those lines, I do think a lot of actors expect their classes to be performance-based because that's just sort of what they're used to. You know, acting class, well, what kind of acting class are you in? Well, I'm doing scene study, I'm doing improv, I'm doing acting for the camera, all those things. They're performing as they learn, and that's kind of their medium for learning is the performing.
Mm.
But your introductory dialect class is more academic. So why is that?
Yeah, no, it's very true. And it's very much out of necessity, I think. You know, the IPA by nature is an academic pursuit. It was created in the late 1800s, I think 1884 or 6 or something like that, by the, I'm going to screw up this name, the International Phonetic Association, something like that, which was a group of linguists who got together and devised this system to better study language, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And it's been used by all sorts of different mediums since then, and it's grown and evolved, and we as actors have kind of adopted it. But there's a lot of information for that. When I first show people what the IPA is, it fits on this really tidy sheet of paper, right? But you look at that sheet of paper and it's like looking at a foreign language, and it can be really intimidating. So it takes a lot of work to kind of unpack that in the beginning, which is why my introductory course is you know, necessary. It gives us the same language so that when we move on into ongoing classes or private coachings or what have you, we're going to have the same language, right, in order to speak. It's not completely accurate to say that there's no performance aspect to my intro classes. There is a little bit of performance, but at the end of the day, you know, when the students are getting up and presenting their work in the IPA and they're practicing their British dialect or whatever it is, whatever dialect, I'm not too concerned with their performance as an actor, right? Like, that's not my job. I'm not your acting coach. I'm your dialect coach.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.